Be careful not to maximize your HELOC debt. Consumers are shifting unsecured high-interest credit card balances and debt, such as car loan balances, to a low-interest home equity line of credit, or HELOC. This transference happens on a larger scale when people consolidate their debts while backing them with their home value. Once your home secures this debt, it is no longer unsecured debt in your portfolio. You may indeed be able to save a sizable chunk of interest by transferring debt from a high-interest credit card to a low-interest HELOC. For many, this works well, insofar as they have an intelligent debt repayment plan in place. When developing a financial strategy, assess all of your credit cards and other loans, including a home equity line of credit, or HELOC. Total your combined debt while you weigh this against all of your retirement and your non-retirement assets. A safety precaution: always estimate your decisions about how they will impact your net worth statement when subtracting liabilities from assets. Adding in your HELOC debt with your portfolio of obligations gives you proportional insight into your actual net worth. Add your HELOC level of debt alongside your unsecured credit cards. Compare interest rates, fees, and other features, and the time it will take to pay these loans all off. Some calculators do a great job comparing this. That said, be cautious about using HELOC debt as quick loans for vacations, second residences, extensive renovations versus selling and repurchasing a new home, vehicles, businesses, or investments. HELOC credit cards offered with most lines of credit will also reduce your home equity value. This growing shift of unsecured credit card debt to HELOC debt, enticed by lower interest rates related to your mortgage, help the lender's balance sheets, because this debt, once transferred, becomes secured collateral against real estate assets, then owned at a higher proportion by the bank. Taken to the limit, if the real estate market prices drop, your debt may surpass your home value. This happened in the 2007-2008 mortgage debt crisis. Think seriously about reducing your debt portfolio, especially if you hold a lot of HELOC debt. Many people are inadvertently reducing their home equity in the process of securing previously unsecured credit card debt, while hinging it to and reducing their home value. When people sell their homes, they are often surprised that their home equity is considerably reduced after paying their mortgage. Why is this? You must pay all associated HELOC debt during the sale. Talk to your advisor before making any financial decision. This publication is for educational purposes only and is a copyright of Advice On Media.